How many record store days have you guys participated in there at Indy CD and Vinyl?
All 10. This will be the 10th annual record store day celebrating the independent record store.
Compare the first one to the 9th one.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the first one, obviously, nobody quite knew what they were doing. It was all just a really great idea put together by the folks at Record Store Day. And it was basically, you know, up to each individual store what they wanted to do with it. And so I would say back then, store to store, each event was a little more unique because everybody was still trying to flesh out how to go about doing such a big event and whether or not it would even take off, you know, whether it would even be popular. Compared to last year, I think everybody got the memo that it's a pretty big deal. So, we now prepare for such big crowds, and we prepare for having so much exclusive inventory, and we just try to make it a party and just celebrate the fact that our record store is a community center of sorts.
What kind of a resurgence are you seeing there at Indy CD and Vinyl in the sale of vinyl as compared to CD?
I'd say over the years, over the 10 years of Record Store Day, you know, CD sales have remained consistent, but LP vinyl sales have probably increased, you know, 50 to 100% over that period of time.
What special pieces are you excited about coming out on Saturday?
Oh, goodness. Me personally, I'm excited about a couple of David Bowie items that are coming out. They're re-releasing or repressing a whole bunch of prints, 12 inches, including the Bat Dance 12-inch single. I'm pretty excited about that. Sunny Day Real Estate, one of my favorite bands, has an album called The Rising Tide that is being specially reprinted that day. I'd say, personally, those are three big things that I'm excited for.
How many copies, roughly, do you get in of these special albums?
You know, it really depends. It depends on what's called allocation. So imagine that there's, you know, let's say there's 1,000 independent record stores, and if they only press 1,000 of these items, assuming each store orders them all, each might only get one. Mm. And so there are some items where, you know, we tried to order 100 of them and 10 arrived, just simply because there isn't enough to go around. So every year it's a whole lot of guesswork. It's a crapshoot. But I would say, you know, some of the titles that we know are going to be popular, we'll try to have enough for everybody if the distributors allow for that.
I would think there are some things that just immediately jump up in value a whole lot.
Yeah, yearly, every year there is a Dave Matthews Band live release, and that is mega popular. And that's something where, you know, we would order 100, but, you know, 15 will come in because of the allocation. And so those have a lot of value. There's a really nice Grateful Dead release of something new, different, with great artwork and sleeves and jackets that are, it's always really nice. Same thing, where we order a whole bunch, we get allocated, and they go really fast. And so you'll see those later, you know, with high values on them.
Well, what's the initial price like on the Grateful Dead? You know about what that's going to cost?
I think that one, it's there are multiple pieces of vinyl in the package, so it's not like you're just buying one record. But I think, just off the top of my head, that one's going to go for $40 or $50 on the sticker.
Not bad.
But you know, when you pick it up, you can easily see how, you know, worth it that is, just because it's so pretty.
What kinds of activities are you going to be having Saturday at Indy CD and Vinyl?
Well, every year we have, thanks to WTTS and thanks to Klipsch, we have a live music tent out back with live concert sound, and we have bands playing all day. And we always start that out with a couple hours dedicated to kids and families. Girls Rock Indianapolis will be tabling out there. We're going to have a face painter. And the first three artists are geared towards families and kids. And then after that, bands the rest of the day. We've got Nacho Mama food truck coming out. And then we have prizes and giveaways all day as well. Rock Lobster will be pouring beer specifically from Dogfish Head Brewery. We're the official Dogfish Head Record Store Day shop in Indy. And they're bringing out their beer. And our friends down the street at Rock Lobster will be there pouring it as well for those over 21.
Wow. So it like runs from what, 8 in the morning on or what?
Yeah, the doors open at 8. We normally have a line for people trying to get in to get the exclusives. And the music itself, the live music starts at 10 a.m. Like I said, the first 2 hours are family time. And then right about noon until about 8 p.m. Live music out back.
Andy Skinner, Indy CD and Vinyl. We're excited, man.
I'm excited, too. Thank you so much for being a part of this, and thank you for calling.